First off, we'll start off with a flag raising and wreath ceremony. That would be 11:45 to 12:15 in the vicinity of Founders Hall and Steele Library. It's a simple but effective ceremony. We'll then move into the Veterans Recognition and Luncheon, where we'll have a guest speaker, Texan Robertson, explain the oath of enlistment, and then we'll have 30 people who are doing the transition from the civilians to military. We'll actually have them take the oath of enlistment at NKU.
Really? They're going to take the oath right there at the luncheon?
Right at the luncheon.
There will also be displays set up in several locations around campus. What will people see?
At the displays, they'll have them behind the student union. They'll just get a firsthand look at what type of equipment the military uses, some of the vehicles that they drive, the equipment that they use on a daily basis. That way they can just get that personal interaction and see what our service members are using out in the field.
NKU has such a strong community of military veterans. What makes NKU such a vet-friendly place to go to school?
All of the resources and the diversity of the resources that we have here at NKU is really something that sets it apart from a lot of other universities. It's a very open and friendly environment for the veterans to attend classes. And I think as a veteran, that means a lot, and that's what makes it veteran-friendly.
One of the sponsors of the events throughout the day is the VETS Group, and that's V-E-T-S. That's an acronym for what?
It's Veterans for Education and Transition Support.
How difficult is it to make that transition from military life to a college life?
It is pretty difficult at times. Initially, you know, there's an age difference and an experience difference. But like I mentioned before, with the resources that we have available here at NKU, it makes the transition a lot easier.
One of the great things about VETS is it's all about giving back. You've got a Fill the Boot campaign going on. What will you be raising money for?
We're doing the Fill the Boot and Care Package campaign to address two different aspects of supporting veterans. The Fill the Boot donations will go towards the USO Lounge at CVG, and that will be veterans who are traveling. They can pick up snacks. And then also the Care Package campaign, and what that does is last year we were actually able to send 24 care packages to units in Afghanistan. So we address two veteran support topics in that aspect.
How important is it to vets to have that support when they're traveling or when they're overseas, especially during the holidays?
It lets people know that we're thinking about them, you know, and that we appreciate the services and the sacrifices that they have given in order to support our freedoms.
You can find out how to get more information about Veterans Day activities at NKU on our website at wnku.org under Regional News. Doug Winford, thanks for your service.
Thank you for your time.